We'll begin with an interrupted. Go back. I'm learning Mishlei with the girl. And Mishlei Shlomo ben David Melech Yisrael. So the Gemara says that there are three svarim here. There are three parts to Mishlei. From Perek Aleph to Perek Yud. From Yud to Sof Hei. And from there to the end. Chachma, Bina Rabbaz, Chachma, Musa, Avimrei Bina. The first sefer is Chachma. It's interesting what he says, Chachma. V'havin pituhe yeitzahara. Pituhe of yeitzahara, v'eich listod var. How a person, what is Chachma? Dealing with yeitzahara, overcoming it, and defeating it. Mishlei Sheni, the second Sefer Torah, is Das. Das, Leider Darke Hashem, to understand the proper Drachma of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and Midos. And the third is Mino, which is Torah. If so, maybe you should begin with Torah. And since you don't begin with Torah, a person, Torah is not like every other type of wisdom. He can be a great mathematician, a great physicist, be the biggest mushkas in this possible. For instance, there's a famous physicist in England, I always think about something he wrote, Stephen Hawking, one of the greatest theoretical physicists in the world. He wrote a book about his midas. Of his vicious, nasty, backstabbing, taking pride in all his disgusting meters. Okay. There's no connection. Physics is something, you know, being a disgusting human being. On the other hand, Torah is different. Unless a person knows how to deal, number one, with the Yetzirah, and number two, with his Midas, he will never properly connect with Torah and be a Torah individual or understand Torah. So first the gross sense. First, the pituya yetzahara. How to deal with the yetzahara. To understand it, to overcome it, in all its different ways. Human being has to understand a very strange concept in the world. Discovering yourself. This is me. This is the real me. Because Baruch Hu created each individual with a unique neshama. Kishem sheh parsu feyim shebnei odim shonim kach be'yoseim sheh. That's part of Elkai neshama shazat b'yitohor ata v'rosa. V'rosa means HaKadosh Baruch Hu created each neshama yesh me'ayim. Ata yitzarta. You formed it and you shaped it in its own unique way. Each one has our own individual tzelem olkim, our each neshama. And in this neshama, we have tendencies to the good and tendencies to the bad. There's a Shivas Hagonim at the end, in the Otsar Hagonim at the end of Shabbos. When I saw it, it made a very big rosh on me. The Gemara says someone who's born under this constellation is this, someone on this constellation is this, Abu Ein Mazal Yisrael. So the Shivas Hagonim, I don't know, forget which one of the Gonim was writing there. You know what I mean? With the same physical composites as everyone else, this is not. Every human being has his own individual tendencies to tovel ra. Having your own individual tendencies to tovel ra. So, you do different things with it. If you don't have a Torah, just a victim of all those tendencies. You don't have a way of identifying what is good, what is bad, how to control it, what to do with it. And you're just a victim of all of those passions, tendencies, tchunos and nefesh. Torah gives you the ability to identify the good and to develop it. Identify the bad, either to suppress it, redirect it, or eliminate it. And you're not just a victim of all the various tchunos and nefesh. That is the first thing. There's the Yetzer in this world. The parts of my being that are negative. The parts of my being that are positive. But the negative doesn't mean I'm condemned to suffer from it. Except you have to know what to do with it. There is different human beings are put in different situations. And sometimes you wonder why. And you go from them. Once you identify the right thing to do, so then overcoming it, dealing with it, becomes a challenge. And that challenge is something that can be really a growth experience. Take the parshas we're in Yosef. In today's world, Yosef HaTzadik, when he went down to Mitzrayim, should have ordered 15 therapists to help. Here he is. His father's favorite son. His brothers reject him. Sold into slavery. Can end life. Oof. Okay. What did Yosef do? From the time he was 17-year-old boy, his whole life in front of him slim. It's all. He built himself a car, till he built himself who he was. And what does Yosef tell the brothers in this week's parsha? Ani Yosef. Again, Shemachar to Moses. Now you sold me, and I ended up being what I am today. Don't worry about it. What you thought was a negative, I turned into a positive. Yes, brothers had b'chira chashis. Yosef had b'chira chashis. The brothers allowed their yetzahara, their jealousy of him, to be Makalkeledeus. And Yosef used his situation to build himself up. When you say Midos precede Torah, example Yosef, the brothers sold him into slavery. They had it in Torah, they were Mazmak Rish Baruch Hu. two the Din Torah, he was the 10th. Like Kana Borechov. It says he was jealous. The moment you're jealous, you can become so convinced of what you're doing. You twist everything. Torah is Tahara with Kedusha. Only a person who perfects his midas achieves perfection in Torah. That's why, because the three Sfarim, the Sefer, how to deal with Yetzara. Yetzara is the Yetzara of the Guf and Yetzara of the Neshama. That's part of the Sur Meira. Then it's Midas Tavis, Asay Tov. And then you get to Tavis. That is the three Sfarim God talks about. Mishlei Shlomo ben David, Melech Yisrael. So he says, this is here for two things, for a number of reasons. Every sefer person, first of all, to take it seriously, there must be a presumption of competence, the person who we were talking about, otherwise you're not going to take it seriously. And the greater the presumption of competence, the more you're going to not just pass it off and wipe it away. Everyone does. In learning Torah, there's a tremendous amount of anava involved. I come to a bunch of Rashbas. The Rashba's foolish, doesn't make any sense. Or, no. The moment I assume it was in a certain madrega, I have to bang my head against the wall till I figure, okay, so how am I going? Where am I going wrong? What did I do wrong here? So it's Mishlei Shlomo. Ben David. Melech Yisrael. Shlomo. It was Choch Mikolodim, Ben David. David is described in many places being a chosid. It means his midas will lift the Mishuas at him. They have the brilliance of Shlomo, the midas and Torah of David. It's an interesting medrash. Medrash the pasuk, almost all you ugly in Bisharayach Yerushalayim. People knew David couldn't build the Beis Hamikdash. That's what the Navi told him, because you killed so many people in war. So, Kozman David is alive. That's an equal to the building of Beis Hamikdash and bringing all the Kabbonis in their proper way. So there were people who must follow David should die. It's all, everything in this world is Shlem Shemayim, so they can bring their Kabbonis, they can do that with us based on Mikdash. They just said, HaKadosh Baruch Hu told them. No. David's learning Torah one day is worth thousands of days of Kabbonis. It's not worth it. David's Midas enabled him to be shalim with Torah. And Shomer Nafshi ki chosidoni. So that means Shlomo had his chachma. Could get his chachma because the hemshich of David with midos. Without the midos, you can't get the chachma at all. Melech Yisrael. Why? For writing. The difference between the Grosses and what Rabbeinu Yonah is. Rabbeinu Yonah also has a parish in Mishlei. Rabbeinu Yonah says, all Shaul's Chochmah that he achieved was for one purpose. sharing it with Klal Yisrael and using it to be the proper ruler of Klal Yisrael. This is the sake of Klal Yisrael. Interesting Gemara in Erevin. Where Erevin says, why is it that David was in a higher madrig in learning than Shaul HaMelech? David Galyam Masechta, Shaul Lo Galyam Masechta. David not only learned Torah, but Tata. Shaul learned for himself. He didn't teach. A Torah whose goal it is to share it with them, use it for other people, ends up being in a higher madrig of Torah itself. That's how Rabbeinu Yonah explains why, when we say the Madrega of Shlomo, he had the Chochma with the Midas he got from David, with the intention of using that for the sake of Klal Yisrael. And the Gemara says something else. Why is Malchus Torah the Neged Torah? Amar Bli Melochim Yemloch. The pasuk in Mishle. It's through Torah that a melech is able to achieve greatness. And if he's a melech Yisrael, there's a mitzvah in a melech Yisrael. What is a mitzvah in a melech Yisrael? He has to write a second sefer Torah, and he has to use it his entire life. And a melech is mechuyev and lina Torah more than anyone else. To be with them for the purpose of learning. It's here. Because the proper way of functioning with Malchus, it's through, only through Torah can you express Malchus, can you function as the proper Melech Yisrael in order to make all those decisions and the Hanhogas HaTzibur that's necessary. People have a weird concept today called Das Dar. What's weird about it? You want to know to paint your child's bedroom gray or blue or pink, you go to someone who doesn't know you, and you say, should I paint my daughter's bedroom pink or light blue? Not that. What does David tell Shlomo? What do we say? Yeshua said, "Learn Torah l'man taske b'chol shetase." In order, Torah is not just some sort of a technical, intellectual game, or just need it in order to pass on certain shaylos. A true havanas haTorah gives you how to do everything in this world. It's a true and deep Havana Satara. And a melech whose job it is to lead Klal Yisrael, he has a Sefer Torah to help him do that, means Limudat Torah. A proper Melech Yisrael, who's leading Klal Yisrael, can only do it if he has Midas HaTorah. So how did David Shlomo Melech, was he the proper Melech Yisrael, using Torah to run Klal Yisrael? That's because he had the Chochmah. And it wasn't just he happened to get Chochmah. Medrash says, he davened to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, before HaKadosh Baruch Hu came to him in a dream. So he davened 40 days. So you have the Chochmah Shlomo, with the meekness of David, with the sense, I'm going to use this for Klal Yisrael, and that's where Shlomo HaMelech's Misholim here, which are Hadrocha, how to lead life, that gives them their power. So Chochmah Shlomo, with the Midas, with the Torah, and everything, and it's explaining why it is that Shlomo Melech was the one who should have written this, who could have written this. Then the pasuk begins. L'das chochma u'musar l'hovin im rebino l'kachas musa haskel. The Gro points out this l'das chochma u'musar l'kachas musa haskel. Musa is not only a very theoretical thing. The purpose of understanding Chochma and Musa, and Chochma comes first and then comes Musa. Chochma, says the Gro, Shelo Yipol Bereshes Yetzahara. Musa, Shem Yitzro Mizgarolo, V'yasir S'atzmo, V'yishbarolso. So, Hovin Imre Bino, Avim Yishbar Yisav Tavoso Yiril Yishbar B'derech HaTorah. That's first of all. A person has a to think about himself, introspect about himself, and see what it is I'm doing, what my Yetzer Tov is about, or why I'm being pushed in this direction, why I'm being pushed in that direction. To have a deep introspection. And then to figure, okay, this is what I'm doing. And how am I going to take this midah that I have and use it for Torah? How am I going to take this midah I have? That there's a positive midah, there's a negative midah. Okay, I'm quick to anger. How, when I'm quick to anger, am I supposed to deal with that? He has to look at himself, get control of himself. And this is way before we get to Havanas HaTorah. Number one. Now, there's some midas a person will decide, I can't redirect for the purpose of Torah. So even though he has Chochmah and he understands it all, sometimes he needs Musa, how to break a certain midah raw. One is redirecting a certain midah, and one is breaking a certain midah. That's Das Chochma u'Musa. Hovinim Rebino means, how do I understand what a midah is a Torah and which midah is aren't Torah? How do I understand what's the proper way for breaking a midah Torah and not breaking a midah Torah? It's only if I understand Torah. Without Torah, there's no way, and here there's almost a vicious cycle. Without Torah, there's no way I can identify what's positive about my life, what's negative in my life, what has to be redirected, or what has to be broken, or what has to be developed. No. Torah tells me, helps me identify it, number one, and number two, I have to make sure I do it in a way which is al pi Torah. That's the Chovin and Bimi. Then is Lokach Ve'elu Shlosha. Says there are three types of knowledge that human beings have. Calls it Seichel Ha'iyuni, Seichel Ha'machshova, Seichel Ha'maisa. Ha'iyuni is very theoretical knowledge. Seichel HaMachshove is how to deal with my midas. Seichel HaMaise is how to translate it all into practical life. I can have very good theoretical knowledge. I have to have all the chochmas in the world. I have to understand midas well. And then I have to, there's another type of intelligence, taking the two and translating it up HaMaise. So what's the purpose of all this intellectual work? Just to have all this understanding? No. Translated L'maisa. Lokachas Musa Haskel. Musa, what does Haskel mean? Musa in a way you can be Matzliach. There's some sometimes people feel Muslim means to act stupidly. There's a certain Baal Shuva mentality that if you are counterintuitive and do something stupid, that must be L'shem Shemayim, because why else would you be doing something stupid? So, Wednesday I had a unfortunate incident in my house. There's a woman who a number of years ago we tried to help, a very unfortunate woman. Night I heard a knock on the door, and I had this woman dressed in all, she looked like someone out of Iran, and this whole black total costume. She happened to have grown up in New York, but his wife there, yeah, it was a woman, I didn't recognize her, no, in the back of all the coverings. My wife comes, okay. She thinks she's being very firm. Something. I look at it as chukas hagoyim. Whereas the Torah tells us exactly how to function life, alpikera, what midas are good, what sneas is, and the like. And it gives us a way that we can be matzliach in life. Musar, dealing with Yetzer Hara, having me this terrorist, I'm not a steward to Hatzlocha in life, says the Gaon. Just fakert. If you do it al pi Torah, then you will be Matzliach. That's what David HaMelech told Shlomo. If it's not al pi Torah, it gives you Hatzlocha. Torah is not just a way of getting to Olam Haba. Torah is a way of how you're getting through Olam Haza by Hatzlocha. But it's a different concept of Hatzlocha than other people may think. So there's the theory and translating it into practice, and that leads to Hatzlach. Vayi David l'chol drochov maskil. That's why it says David l'chol drochov was a maskil. He was matzliach. David was matzliach in life. He was in control of his midas al pi Torah. And when, before he died, he told Shlomo HaMelech, learn Torah l'matasach b'chol asher ta'aseh. So that you should be successful. Because when it's all this is done al pi Torah, then it leads to success. So the pasuk says, Kas Musa Haska. Okay, we'll finish the pasuk Metzah Shembu Neda next week.